shadows where no shadows should have been. Red eyes flared like windows suddenly opened on the hottest forges of hell. Glossy talons, like obsidian knives, slashed at the air. A terrible screech ripped from a mouth filled with sharp, dark teeth. The thing's breath glowed, faded. It began trying to break away, its gaze fixed on the nearest fire. The Wicker Man nodded. The shamans released it. The thing flapped shadow wings and plunged into the fire. It wallowed like a hog in mud. The Wicker Man beamed approval. His lips kept forming words. That fire faded, consumed. The thing leaped to another, then to another. The Wicker Man indulged it for several minutes. Then the tenor of his whisper changed. It became demanding, commanding. The thing shrieked a protest. A fiery haze belched from its mouth. Still screaming, it rose into the night, following orders. The Wicker Man turned his attention to the Temple of Traveler's Repose. It was time to see by what sorcery the place kept itself inviolate. The shamans took hold and carried him toward the temple wall. Chapter 26. Bowman's knuckles were white. They ached. He had a death grip on some wind whale organ. The monster had dropped low enough that the flash and fire and chaos down below gave him a clear perspective of just how far he was going to fall if he relaxed his grip for an instant. Silent and Darling were close by, watching. One false move, and Silent would give him a kick in the butt and a chance to see if he could fly. It was testing time. The White Rose had orders to stop the old horror here, where there might be help from its victims. This time, she had woven him into her plan. In fact, he had the feeling he was the plan. She had not explained anything. Maybe she was playing woman of mystery. Or maybe she really did not trust him. He was in charge. Till he did something unacceptable and bit a boot with his butt on his way to doing a swan dive into hell. Menhirs seldom got any feeling into their speech, but the one that materialized behind his left shoulder managed sorrow, as it reported.
He's shielded himself. Neither fire nor lightning can reach him.
The surprise had seemed a wan hope anyway, but a long shot worth trying. And his followers.
Decimated again. The monster is unconquerable, though. He suffers, but pain just makes him angrier.
He's not invincible at all. And you will see if I get close to him. Bowman's least favorite talking buzzard cackled wildly.
You're a big timer, eh? That thing is gonna squish you like a bug, Seth Chalk.
Bowman's turned away from the bird. His stomach flopped as he looked down again. The buzzard was determined to get his goat. He was immune.